You know how it goes.
Why can't I hear you?
Am I? Oh,
because I'm stupid.
Anyways, sorry.
We should just do one time zone in the U.S., like Beijing time.
Yeah, it should be Pacific time.
You only have one time zone?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that would just make everything easier.
I think, like, they just do Beijing time, as if I remember correctly.
But like, everyone eats lunch at like a different time, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you just know that like 2 p.m. is lunchtime or whatever. It's not weird, Trash. You already don't eat dinner at the same time as everyone else. That's true. Eating dinner at 4 p.m., brushing his teeth and going to bed. Like, it doesn't matter.
What time does Adam go to bed? Like, actually. Is he, like, really going to bed?
I don't know,
but
he brushes his teeth at 4:30 p.m. and he never eats anything
afterwards.
What?
It's messed up. Not only that, it's, like, such a hurdle for him that once he brushes his teeth, he just refuses to eat anything.
Yeah, you can't brush your teeth like
even
that.
Even vegan food. We were at a restaurant that had vegan options, and he's like, guys, I brushed my teeth. And we're like, dude, you can do it again. It's not going to work out this time.
But vegan donuts are way crazier than normal ones for some reason. Oh, yeah. Hey, hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Guys, we have an action-packed day today, and we have a new set of guests on today. And by a new set, I mean just Dax. Dax officially stated that he is better than Trash. Is this true?
We're going to have chat vote
fair.
At the end.
Dax has a cult following. It's not fair.
We're going to have chat vote who to vote off.
Yes.
And I'm going to be permanently banned from the stand-up.
It's true. So, chat, at the end of this, we're going to do a poll if you like Dax or Trash. And whoever loses...
What's two?
Not only
it's
has
me.
To leave
I
the
claim
stand-up, I'm going to go back through the previous YouTube videos and blur out their face. So if Trash loses, he's like, he's gone forever. Okay?
We're going to put a canceled sticker on him for each one.
Yep. Okay. Everybody ready to do this? So... We have a spicy one today, and I just wanted to start off with what I consider the greatest thing that I have ever seen in my lifetime, which is there is a new URL browser. But before I guess, I should do an intro, right? Hey, everybody, this is the stand-up. Guess
what? I thought we already did the intro.
Dude, we did not do it properly. This is the stand-up. We have with us Dax, TJ, and Trash Dev. At the end of this, we're going to determine who actually has to leave the stand-up permanently, whether it be Trash or Dax. But... Before we begin,
if this is a joke, and it's stressing me out.
It's not a joke. It's 100%
There's
real.
No way you didn't already do the intro, though.
Okay, maybe I
Josh,
get
leave
the
it
intro.
In.
I couldn't
Josh,
remember.
Leave it in.
Okay, hey, take it out.
Leave it in.
Josh, take it out. All right, so I was going to say we're going to talk about URLs, but we're going to actually start with the better one. Are you ready for this, Dax?
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear your opinion right away on this. Okay, this is the most important part of it all. You may not be able to see this unless if you're in... on the stream, but Elizabeth Holmes' partner has a new blood testing startup. That's right. Elizabeth, who has been known for scamming medical stuff based on blood startups, has now officially started another blood startup. Are you ready for this? Is this going to actually happen? Has tech reached its pinnacle ridiculousness that if you start an AI company and it doesn't matter who you are, you get millions of dollars of funding?
I think this is a great idea off the bat. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay, look. Who in the world has thought about blood testing more? Probably her. And she's like
in
jail.
The people that put her in jail?
Yeah, she's in jail, right?
I'm saying she knows everything she's done wrong. I'm sure every day of her life, she was probably like, if only I did this one thing different. The one thing being not the fraud. Like she probably has learned her lesson, right? Like it was a big lesson.
Yeah,
like,
what, Prime? You don't believe in second chances, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, the from meth to Netflix guy. Okay. Really, he doesn't believe in second chances.
So what I don't know is I don't know the recidivism rate on scamming people when it comes to blood testing or when it comes to medical testing magic software. So I don't know if it's 100% or 0%.
It's going to be 100% if you don't support this is the point here.
Yeah, Prime, jail's for rehabilitation, dude. Come on. Let her rehabilitate herself and put herself back in a good spot, okay?
Look, what's the chance she's going to do it again?
Okay, I feel like none of you... what are the chances she's going to do it again?
But how do you do this in jail? That's my question. I don't get it.
They have cell phones, Crack. You can call.
But don't founders, like, aren't they 24/7 on? Like, does she have, like, 5 minutes?
It's her partner's thing, but I'm sure they're talking about it.
This is what none of us are saying right now, which is, how do you feel being that Evan fella, I think that's his name, where even your company is described as Elizabeth Holmes' partner and not him, like, just getting wrecked out
there?
Dude,
that's how I feel about Terminal. It's Prime's coffee company.
That's such a good point.
All right, let's get the point of view then. It sounds like Dax has something to say.
So this is why Dax is actually bitter about this whole situation and supporting it. Now it all makes sense.
He just wants Elizabeth Holmes to have a second chance, TJ. That's all. It has nothing to do with something else.
I'm just saying, I feel like it's a win-win scenario, right? She either has learned from the situation and she does the best company of all time, or she scams again, which would just be so funny. So
not financial advice.
Content. I'm just going to support this.
I'm just here for the content. Either the comeback story of a lifetime or the scam of a lifetime. It'd be so good. What country does she have to move to if she does do this, though? Like, is there like a place you can move to that after you scam for a second time, you don't?
I'm pretty sure that's called double jeopardy. She can't go back to jail for it.
Yeah, you're right. That's legally correct. Yeah.
I thought everyone just goes to Russia or something when they do something bad.
Is that your plan?
Isn't that what, like, I don't know, all the cyber terrorists do? I have no idea.
I guess Snowden's a type of different situation, but I guess he went to Russia.
I love the trash. It's like, is that what all the criminals do? Just go to Russia?
That's what I'm saying.
You're just talking about some movie that you watched. Like, is this real life?
I'm not actually sure if I'm referring real life or not, but I'm pretty sure someone has gone to Russia after they've done something bad.
Mission Impossible 4-7, dude. Like, obviously. Have you not learned anything?
Yeah. Is she banned from doing... Because I know sometimes you get in trouble like this. You get banned from industries. Like,
How do you get banned from industries? Can you explain that to me? Like, how does an industry say, hey, you're not allowed... To make medical startups.
I thought that only
happened
if you have like a professional licensure
situation. It might be something like that, but like
getting
when
disbarred.
When people get in trouble with the SEC, like I forgot the guy's name. He's super rich. He got in trouble
Bernie
with the SEC.
Bernie Madoff.
No, not that guy. It's a different guy. And they banned him from like managing other people's money. But he's so rich that he just manages his own money now and he still does the same thing.
Epstein. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't think it was Epstein.
Okay, okay, just checking.
Someone is vacuuming right now.
Yeah. Who is vacuuming? This is a stand-up, okay, people?
Dax, is that...
Leave it in. Leave it in. I want to hear that, dude.
Anyways, okay, we can move on. Dax, what do you think about this? I just want you to look at it.
I can't see. It's so blurry.
It's the URL thing.
It's the URL thing. There's a new thing, a new browser, the modern browser, states that browsers should stop putting in the dates and the full URL. It should display it beautifully. Whereas there's spaces in between the slashes. There's spaces in between the words. It URL decodes. It's fantastic. It can even live through vacuuming sounds in the background. It is, like, amazing.
Close your door.
I'm going to get voted. The door is closed. That's what's crazy.
Oh, no, the worst part is trash is still going to get voted off.
Guys, please don't. Can we just tie it at
it's
the gonna at the
lose to a vacuum cleaner.
You know, that's fair. That's actually like, you know, kind of makes sense.
Trash is normal expected behavior. It's like, yeah, I lost to the vacuum cleaner again.
It makes
this
sense.
This isn't the first time.
On paper, it makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, Dax, give us your opinion. We'll take out the vacuum in post.
My issue with this is I don't think they're... Well, one, I don't like them messing with the URL. But also, I don't think what they did looks better. It looks worse. Are you guys laughing at the vacuum?
I'm laughing because we can't hear it until you talk, and then your cordial, like your attack and your release allows the vacuum to come
in
again.
I'm gonna tell them to. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, you got your. It's your cleaners. Okay, got.
But Dax is Silicon Valley, right? Dude, that's a real startup there.
Oh wait,
that's a founder. That's a founder.
It's founder mode. Engage.
You hear Dax around?
Keep it down. They're listening to the stand-up anyways. So they heard you say you're going to tell them to stop. So they stopped. It's everywhere right now.
Like, oh, we're bothering Mr. Dax. We have to be quiet.
he makes them call Mr. It's Founder Dax. Sorry, Dax.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so I have a real statement on this one.
So do I.
Which is the liability of trying to make your own pretty URL printer is just insane. Like, think about how many engineering hours are going to be sunk into the fact that nobody has like a standard format in which they do URLs. And you're just going to like drop. And like, if someone names an article 2025, it'll probably be dropped because they'll be like, ah, that's a date. We don't display dates. And then it's just like slash. And you're just like, what the heck's going on? Why would you ever want to implement this? This just seems like a disaster from the beginning.
Is it AI powered?
Is it 2025?
Okay. How else do you raise money, Dax? Like, what are you talking about? Of course.
I have an actual statement.
Okay, Trash, let's hear yours. Let's move on.
As soon as I saw this, I was really worried about my parents because I think they're like kind of smart enough to tell when URLs look kind of fishy, like when they're like super long and ugly. But like if someone like prettifies that, I mean, like, I'm not sure, like, if they can prettify, like, you know, I don't know. But, like, if it looks good, my parents are going to click it. So I'm kind of, like, worried about that scenario where it just looks good. And they're like, oh, that, like, it can't be fake because, look, it looks pretty. So that's, like, my initial reaction to that. But I don't know.
Do your parents like using experimental browsers?
I'm pretty sure my parents will use anything if you give it to them. And that's my concern. My dad will like text me every day, what's my password? Which is kind of ironic. And like, why would I know that? But it's just like, or he's like,
does
I can't.
Does he also only use one?
I'm not going to answer that for their sake.
So your dad and you use the same password and it's one password.
So Trash has multiple passwords memorized, but they're different people.
I love that Trash is actually embodying one password as well. He is somebody else's password manager.
Well, my parents aren't going to remember it, so I got to help them, okay?
There's a long heritage of this in the Trash family.
See, it's not my fault. It's my parents' fault. I was raised like this.
That is so dang good.
See?
But I think Dax makes a really good point, which is that your parents aren't going to use that experimental browser. That's it. You don't
never
have to worry
never.
About it.
I'll tweet about it.
I would be more worried about receiving a text message letting them know their UPS package is late and that they need to pay a fee. That would probably be a much better like scam.
Dude, I almost fell for that.
I almost fell for that.
I did fall for that.
I've never fallen for that. So,
like, as part of the stand up, hey everybody, here's my kid. I'll be right back.
Oh, it's an authentic stand up experience.
I thought that was like a.
You thought that was just like an animation?
I thought it was like an animation, and I was like, I looked at it, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And I was like, oh, is that a real person?
Is this how this usually goes?
Dude, we're about to get in so much trouble. Prime's breaking child labor laws, kids at the stand, at the startup.
We got vacuuming. We got kids in the background. I don't know what's happening.
That was crazy. The animations for your backgrounds are wild right now, Prime.
It's AI-powered child.
Yeah, how did you get that kid to show up in your background like that?
AI. It's always AI. Every single time.
Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. I hate it, the URL thing. But, like, normies are going to get tricked by, like, subdomains. They get tricked by, like, by URLs being long and, like, looking different and, like... Mm-hmm. Is it not like highlighting what the actual domain is, right? So you see like, oh, it's actually Google. It's not google.mysupersecretscam.com/other stuff, right? Like normies don't know anything about URLs. I hate that we would hide URLs from people, right? Like I think it's bad because I think it's going to like destroy the internet maybe. But for normies, it actually seems like they don't know how to read URLs anyways, and they get tricked, and everybody uses social engineering to get them tricked with that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe this ends up being harder to scam people with. I just don't like the way it looks. I think it looks weird.
Yeah, well, it's also like, kind of
like,
ugly. I'm with you.
Like the slash and then like the spaces. I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to looking at normal URLs, but they're like, it looks so much better. But I don't think it looks better.
I mean, it's like a common human reaction to like react to something you're not used to negatively, right? So maybe we all
shut
acclimate.
Up, Trash.
What?
I heard anybody say that, and I hate it.
What?
No, Trash. We're just yanking your chain.
He was doing the thing that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it.
I don't get it. I literally don't get it.
You said people don't like it when they get exposed to something new, and then we all said like, "Oh, that's a terrible idea. I've never heard anyone say that."
Oh,
see how that's the same thing.
Yes, yes.
That you're saying. There you go.
Okay,
it's
got
not
it.
As funny
got
now, but
yeah, it's not funny you know. Anymore. You have to explain it. It's not funny.
I still don't think he gets it.
I get it. I get it. And I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to explain it back. First off, it's 9 a.m. my time. Okay, I haven't had my coffee yet either.
Yeah. For break of day, 9 a.m.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, speaking of the life of a Netflix engineer, wake up at 10 a.m., check my Slack messages, oops, hopped on a podcast. Wow, it's noon. Better head down to get some lunch from the local Phil's Coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's true.
Yeah, actually, though, yeah.
Trash about to crash the economy again with Day in the Life of an Engineer video.
If you make that, you realize how many engineers lose their job, Trash. Like, you got to stop this right now.
I'm the beacon of hope. Okay, that's all.
I don't know how, but I'll agree with you.
All right, we got to stop this crap. All right, hey, Dax.
You come back to me, man. I don't know how many.
Well, that's because you have all the opinions on this matter. I'm just going to show you a photo.
Oh. Okay, yes. Brian Chesky. I've been complaining about this man for years now, and it's really unfair because I just hate the way he looks. I just think.
Well, first, who's Brian Chesky? Let's
He's
give
a founder
some
of Airbnb. Okay, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant. Okay, a little bit. I know it's unfair.
Can I preface this?
Yeah.
No.
Just so
no.
There's like a reason. Hey, no. Airbnb is doing a huge change in their platform, and they're now doing experiences and other stuff. Okay, Dax, go. How do you feel about Airbnb changing their business model?
I hate his face. Anyway, I've always found him because he's always giving talks and stuff, and I always have trouble watching them. But he did one. I think it was the one that made Founder Mode go viral. And if you
oh,
watched,
then I love him.
Is he actually responsible?
If you watch his interview, the whole interview is going like this.
That's called cocaine.
Yeah, I'm like, I've seen that before. I think I know what that is.
While Dax is watching him.
I'm doing that also. So I'm like, he's definitely on a crazy amount of cocaine. And then I saw this quote from him yesterday. It's going to take me a second to find it, but hang on.
I made him delete it because I wanted to get your raw reaction to this, Prime. I was like, do not send this in the chat right now. I want to get Prime's raw reaction to this moment.
I'm very excited about this.
Let's all stare at Dax until he finds
his
quote. Classic stand-up.
All right, here we go. He goes, I was basically going from room to room, just pouring out of this stream of consciousness manifesto, like Jack Kerouac writing On the Road. I basically said, we're not just a vacation app. We're going to be a platform, a community. And I'm just like, there's no way this just isn't cocaine. Like, is that just explanation to all of this? Like, the whole Founder Mode thing, like, is that all kind of boiled down to?
Drug use? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dex, you're a founder, too. You should know this. You live in Miami, and you're a founder, too. Like, this is standard founder behavior.
Yeah, it's normal.
I think what actually ends up really happening is that people complain that they can't focus because they only can, you know, like, read or write emails for 10 hours a day, 11 hours a day. These founders, so they use ADHD medication, commonly referred to as amphetamines, to pump themselves up even further. So they just walk around in this heightened state of just super intenseness for like 18 hours a day. I think this is actually just completely par for the course at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like a more reasonable take on the whole thing,
okay,
too.
Okay.
Please. Thank you. That would be so helpful. I did not know where to take it after that. Dax.
Dax's take was he's ugly and he does cocaine. Yeah. Oh, okay.
More reasonable, Trash. Yeah, thank you.
More reasonable than that. So I think what was interesting about how Airbnb started is they found this untapped supply that was pretty low overhead, right? I know Airbnb is pretty professionalized now, but once you get it set up, if someone comes and stays there for 7 days, you're not doing 7 days of work. You know, that's obviously you have to hire people to clean and all that, but it's kind of once you get it set up, it's kind of making you money pretty passively. And that was like a huge amount of supply that just came online through Airbnb. I think that's why it was so transformational. People realized this was a thing that they could do, both on the supply and the demand side. And it seems so ridiculous at first because it felt like yeah, why would people sleep on your pay to sleep on your couch? So I can see how going through that made it feel like you just willed this thing to happen, and they did to a huge degree. But this experiences thing that they keep trying to launch, this isn't the first time they're launching this. I think they'd launched this like 2 years ago, then they kind of shut it down, they kind of launched it again. It's so different than the rest of Airbnb because, like, it's not new supply. There's no one looking at this being like, oh, I'm going to suddenly offer experiences now, because it's still a lot of work. Like, you're still doing the work and you're servicing people, etc. It's mostly just kind of existing businesses coming on, like, just listing their stuff under there. So where Airbnb's initial thing was like this crazy growth opportunity, which I think it probably is tapering off now, and they're looking for like the next thing, I don't think this fits in that same format. And it feels very forced, and they've taken a few swings of this already. I've looked through it a few times, and I don't think I'm the customer for it, but I think a lot of people have felt that way as well. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, I mean, I worked at a company called Schedulisti, and their whole thing was to manage appointments for hairdressers, like physical therapists.
I worked in a company like that too.
All that. Yeah, there's a lot of companies that do this. This is not the first or second or third one. OpenTable's yet another iteration on this exact same concept. And it just happens constantly. And so it's like, I'm not sure if they're really – I don't know how big the market is, because I think what they're trying to solve is SEO, right? You go onto Google, you search hairdressers. Whoever's really the top couple are going to win. So they're trying to make some sort of better place where people can peruse things and see things and have nice ratings and all that kind of stuff and be able to manage all their different appointments. I just am unsure if that market is really solvable. And then you have this whole entire other like orthogonal thing, which is going to be like plumbers or various kind of maintenance that they're probably going to also be attempting to capture. But there's companies like PropertyMelt that, you know, that have these huge – that they already have these huge networks, and it's just like, how are you going to change behavior of property management companies that are using property management software and property this and property that to use Airbnb to manage their, you know, all their stuff? Like, that's just like it is a 10-year effort. There might be robots before they can nail this one.
Right. Yeah. It's funny because the company I work for, they originally wanted to do this and wanted to build a single app that let you book hair appointments, whatever, any appointment based thing. And they realized it's impossible to build that network. So they ended up doing a completely different thing, which was building software to help these businesses operate.
And that's how SST was born.
Yeah. It was mostly for hair salons, because that's a thing that I'm an expert in. So
yeah, that makes you go to the barber more than any of us, dude. Stop pretending.
Right. You know how it's so messed up that that's true. It's literally true.
It's by far true. Yeah. I go like once every 3 months max to a
my
hair
wife
cut place.
Cuts
I
my
go to
hair.
Great clips. Okay.
Liz shaves my head sometimes too.
Yeah, my wife shaves my head too.
It's a nice intimate moment.
Dude, I do it myself. Wow. I shave my head myself. And then I take my glasses off when I do it, and I'm like completely blind, and I'm just like sitting in my garage. I'm sitting in my garage without a shirt, just like, you know, rubbing a razor against my head. I'm like, ugh, I can't see anything. And then I go to like get her. I'm like, wife, come here. I need help now. And then she comes in, she just busts out laughing because I missed like so many spots. And I'm just like walking around with like a cheetah head. I'm just like, ugh. I don't know where the story's
going. We're
going
to do an episode where you're doing that the whole time. I just want you to know.
Yeah, I would like to see this.
But hold on. So I'm booking something through Airbnb currently. I want to take my family like Joshua Tree. Apparently, like the Milky Way is supposed to be really good to see next weekend. And
it's always there.
Huh?
It's like always
it's
there.
In town. The Milky Way's in town.
No, it's based on the moon. Like if it's a full moon, you're not gonna be able to see it, right? But if there's no illumination, then you can see.
Is that astrology trash?
No.
I'm
no,
sorry,
it's not.
That's...
It is not.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Go ahead,
don't get me started on the stars, all right? I'll talk about them.
Oh, well, in that case, now I'm interested.
No. I'm not going to open
okay,
that
so you're
can of
booking
words.
For Joshua Tree. Go ahead, Josh.
So I'm booking for Joshua Tree, and I thought the experience tab was nice. I didn't realize they had it before, to Dax's comment earlier, which I was surprised. I saw ratings on all these experiences, and I was like, oh, I'm like how do they have all these ratings if they just launched? But anyways, like from a consumer's perspective, it actually like changed how I was looking at places, because I started looking at other places and I was basing on if I wanted to stay there based on the experiences I can do around it for the family. So I don't know if that's like maybe like another thing that could drive like more, you know, incentivization to like have incentivize people to go on experiences on popular like areas to like, you know, when you book something, you don't just book a place. You always book something and then you do stuff. Like, you don't just sit your place. So I don't know if that's like something to kind of skew to like specifically like popular areas, kind of get a whole experience. But I did notice it changed how I like used Airbnb, because usually I book and then I like don't think about it. But now I was like, oh, I want to plan a whole day. I want to do this and this and this. And I was like, oh, cool. And it's all like one-stop shop. So personally, I do like it. Do I think it's going to actually transform their business? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think it's actually going to, I don't see Airbnb, like, they need to do something else for sure. I just don't know what that is. But to like Prime's point, they're definitely like, this is the foundation of their platform. And then they're just going to like start adding different things. Right. So. Yeah. Why are you laughing? I'm literally staring at my screen. I look at Tiege, and then I look at Prime, and I look at Dax. I see everyone slightly smiling, and I'm like, I try not to read chat. I'm like, buy something in chat. Someone's saying something in chat, but then I can't because I gotta like finish my thought, or I'm just gonna completely fall apart. All right. Explain yourself.
No, your thing was perfect. We could talk about that in a second.
What is happening?
Over at chat, and someone said, "Trash is a flat earther for sure."
What?
Out of nowhere.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're talking about your moon theories. That's why.
Yeah, moon's fake, apparently.
I just said I want to see the Milky Way on a dark sky.
What I got from that is Trash is abandoning his family at Joshua Tree. I think that's a plan.
Oh, so, sorry, Trash. No, yours was reasonable. I apologize. That was Twitch chat 100%.
I was like half, like, but I was still, you know when you drive and like you do all these crazy turns, you're like, man, I can't believe I just did those turns because I was thinking about something else completely. And how did I get that's basically what was happening while I was talking. I was literally just staring at all three of you, and I was like, I need to finish my thought, but I need to know what's happening.
I've never had a problem driving, Trash. I mean, the roads are
I don't remember. Like, I'll just drive and I'm like, I just like appear. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but like, I just I appear at my destination and I just don't remember driving it. And I'm not drunk, I think.
Nobody was thinking that.
It's a little weird you went right to that, Trash. It's a little weird.
I don't know where I'm going.
I do also have a Coinbase founder.
Wait, hang on. One last thing on this.
Oh, sorry.
I got one last thing on the Airbnb thing. Trash was like, I'm looking for experiences for my family. Did you actually look at the experiences? Because I don't understand them, because the ones that are, I'm sure these are like just marketing things, but it's literally like, get a taste of Sabrina Carpenter.
That one was so weird. I cannot believe they put that on the front page of all their advertising. I'm like, that is weird, dude.
Mine had reasonable things. It was normal. Mine were normal. So
Did you get
a taste of Sabrina?
I did not. But I mean, you go to Joshua Tree, it's like yoga and look at the stars or see wildlife. Or if you're in where I live, it's like go whale watching or something. So it's like reasonable stuff. So I didn't see anything like sus. And they all had like high ratings. And I'm going to like, I'm looking at generally like popular places. So like usually it's going to have a good amount of choices. I don't know where you saw Sabrina Carpenter. Was that like
on their ad? Their marketing.
I didn't pay for it, so I didn't see her.
Yeah.
He didn't taste her. He has no idea.
But their ad was like, hang out with Colin Kaepernick or something and like get a taste of Sabrina Carpenter, like a bunch of weird stuff.
Yeah, when I looked in LA, there was like a lot of celebrity tour stuff or like meet or like hang out with one or something. I don't know.
It's like Cameo?
Basically like Cameo, but in person, so even worse. I don't know.
All right.
It does seem like, it seems so weird because that seems like more of a thing you would do almost like with a hotel package or something. It just kind of strikes me as sort of weird for like Airbnb, this whole thing. Because you're like, you don't know if you're going to...
I mean, you're replacing hotels. This sounds perfect then.
Yeah, but because aren't the experiences supposed to be like always available and like all this other... It just strikes me as kind of like a little bit of a weird mismatch in some ways. I mean, I guess like it's good because you're going to be able to book more things through there. But, like, what I want from Airbnb is that I can, like, type something in of the stuff that I want, and it, like, actually goes and finds those. Like, when I say that I want a waterfront one, it doesn't put me on the other side of, like, the Gulf and not do it. Like, I feel like they have so much they could make better on their actual primary product.
The Gulf of
especially
what?
Like, dude, imagine just typing your family.
Thank you, Dax. It was a great joke. And I just,
you said, like, what?
The Gulf of what?
Oh, America.
I was,
of course.
Okay. I was literally going to, like, stop him and say that, but I was like, I'm not gonna do it.
Well, it happens all the time. I feel like whenever I go somewhere, people just, like, aren't telling the truth about their listing or, like, all this other stuff. Can they not just have, like, literally an AI go and look at the listing and I can type in, hey, I want this many beds and separate rooms and all this stuff, and why is it not, like, listed and sorted out based on my... Like, that actually seems like I would like this experience. I would never use dumb hotel website Google searches anymore, and I would always book with Airbnb. If I could just, like, type in a free text response and they gave me back an awesome sorted rank of listings based on my thing. Like, that's what I want. I don't want them to tell me which yoga studio I can go to if I go visit Joshua Tree with my family, you know?
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, I got a quote. I want to do this. And Dax, I think you already know this quote, but I feel like this is just such a magical quote. This is also from the founder of Airbnb in the same article, Dax.
It's so blurry.
I'll just read it to you. He said this. Steve Jobs, to me, is like Michael D'Angelo or Da Vinci. He says, despite never meeting Jobs, I feel like I know him deeply, professionally, in a way that few people ever did, in a way that only you, let's see, in a way that you only possibly could by starting a tech company as a creative person and going on a rocket ship.
I think I was wrong. I think it might not just be cocaine.
That's crazy. I don't have edit. No comment.
I just love that quote to be like, yeah, I know Steve Jobs super. I mean, I never met him, but like, I know him in ways you can't.
Better than, like, anybody.
Better than pretty much, like, besides from maybe like his kids, like, I pretty much am like next in line. That's a, it's just, you're right, Dax. I don't think it's just cocaine. that's a ketamine trip right there, my friend.
Yeah.
Imagine not only just, like, saying that, but then you're saying it somewhere that you can, like, get quoted and put it into an article. That just feels insane. Like, I mean, it's one thing to just say it, like, I don't know, it's a meeting. It's like, yeah, I really can connect with Steve Jobs. You're like, I know him better than anyone. I started a tech company and we went on a rocket ship together. You're like,
someone's
what?
Like, hey, can I get a quote from you? And you're like, I got the quote. Trust
I got
me.
The quote. I'm ready, dude.
You just sit down. I'm about to lay a deep one on you.
And then it's also like, would not Steve Jobs just look, take one look at their new product and be like, ugly, don't ship. like, it just doesn't seem, I don't know. It does not seem like they're spiritually aligned.
Yeah. I also love the fact that a guy from Apple designed the icons. And in the article, sorry, I didn't take a picture of this one. It was, he was just like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you who designed the icons. He's a secret weapon. I'll just say this much. He worked at Apple. Like, that's literally what he's like, just genuinely withholding someone's, like, ability to be known for doing great icon design.
No, dude, you know what that means?
What?
Some random designer who worked there used, like, OpenAI o3 to generate all of them. And, like, they didn't, they aren't willing to admit that they AI generated everything. Oh, it's a super secret designer from Apple.
We can't,
like,
tell you. We can't tell you about it.
Summer intern who knows how to use image gen technology, dude. Like,
well, did you see the post that Guillermo did? He made his own flavor of it using AI, and it came out really nice.
It did. It was great and funny. Yeah. He even worked in a JD Vance meme. It was great.
Yeah, and it was just all AI generated, the whole animation and everything, and he like showed his process.
I see. I don't know what we're even talking about at this point. It's inside baseball.
He just explained the whole situation.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You're on the inside now.
Now we all are inside of the situation. He just explained it.
I don't even know.
Start
over
at the beginning again and then say the exact same words.
Okay, I honestly thought I was following that. You guys were like, "Hey, he generated like a Airbnb like thing," and then you're like, "And then JD Vance." And I'm like, I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I'm saying one of the icons was a JD Vance face, and it was funny.
Now we have a taste of JD Vance. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I don't think they were doing that.
What aren't you getting?
Yeah,
I literally have no idea what he generated at this point. Without a picture and words on the screen, I'm pretty much completely confused at this point. So I'm on an extremely tight deadline, unfortunately. So I really did want to get to this, and so I just want to say this for just a quick second, which is that Coinbase got hacked. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Coinbase got hacked. Bribed by staff, got bribed, and then Coinbase's response was that they're going to take the $20 million bribe and establish a $20 million reward fund instead of paying the briber, or instead of paying the ransom, just pay somebody $20 million to lead to the arrest. And I just really wanted to say coin-based. It's just so coin-based right there.
Wait, Trash, you can make $20 million. They're in Russia, right? That's what you said?
You, dude, you already know where they are.
Dude, I already told them it was me.
That's not how you make $20 million, Trash.
I'm Spartacus.
What were the terms on it? Because it's like, dude, they could turn themselves in and they could get the $20 million either way. Yeah, they Uno reverse the Uno reverse. You know what I'm saying? Like,
turn it in, my kids.
They still get the bribe. They still get the ransom.
They still get the money
by leading to the arrest.
That'd be next level.
There we go.
That would be a next level play.
I will say though, that is like a really good response. And when I saw it, I was like, ah, I don't really care much about crypto or Coinbase or whatever. But you know, when he said that, I was like, yeah, I'd work for him. Maybe. I don't know.
I think he should grow a beard.
Isn't he like?
Unrelated. Is it because he's completely bald all
he's
the
bald,
way through?
So you want to
he's
look
like smooth. Him. His head is completely smooth, so it needs some sort of differential feature on it.
Most of my contributions about what founders look like and how they could improve, though.
Yeah, that's why SST is doing so well.
SST's in the black.
Have you seen Jay?
That's true. He's a very handsome lad. But it did kind of appear that his muscles were just for show when we were trying to lift things. And it's like, dude, those are show muscles. Why can't you lift anything, dude?
Oh, no.
I'm just throwing it out there, like, have
is
him
Jay
move a couch.
Chat? Oh, that is the biggest burn.
I'm just saying, like, pick up the couch, Jay. And he's like,
maybe he just wanted you to feel strong, TJ. Like, and so it's just like, oh, it's
I'm not competing with him. we're in very different life stages at the moment.
T's just staring at Jay. Really? Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's a handsome guy, but that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Jay, if you see this later, sorry, dude.
We have to be done. Okay, like, I really appreciate this conversation, but there's no more about Jay. All right. Hey, thank you, everybody, for being here. I am now going to leave. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining the stand-up. Sorry that I had to end this so abruptly.
Boot up today. Vibe code and errors on my screen. Terminal coffee in hand, living the